Viewer discretion is advised.
Makes sense.
I was never a big fan of strip clubs, man. I've
never been.
Likewise.
Well, I went to a few. I worked with them. So, yeah, I mean, they're just normal ladies. You know, they made a good living.
I've been to strip clubs before and they're all normal people. It's just for me, strip clubs don't make sense because why attempt something that you're not going to do?
Yeah.
And then at the same time, it's really expensive. So it's like a whole lot of money for a whole lot of wishing you could do something. And I'm like, I'm good without that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you went like in Vancouver, you'd go to some of the I can't remember the names of the clubs and it's been many years, but it was kind of a big deal. If they sat and joined you at your table, you're all right away. You puff up, right? Yeah. Hi. Oh yeah. And then you brag, men brag, right? Oh, I have this and this and this. So I finally asked my buddy one day, you know, he's bragging to this girl, are you planning on giving her any of your stuff? And no, why? Why are you telling her about all the stuff you have? Right? I always wondered why he did that. Why do guys brag? Are you going to give
out a notebook?
Yeah.
And it's a huge turnoff, by the way. If you need to tell somebody you're a big deal, you're most likely not a big deal. So being humble and modest is the way to go, dudes.
Is that the first best impression?
We'll find out. Like, we are FBI agent ninja. I started this funny story. So this guy started commenting a lot on my stories on Instagram and we kind of talk here and there and whatever. And he messaged me and was like, did you try to creep my profile? But then he realized it was private. And I was like, no, what? But inside I was like, yes, definitely. As I went in there, I was like, did a deep creep and figured out, you know, I know his mom and his cousin's best friend. And I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But seriously, you don't need to tell ladies you're a big deal. We will find out.
Pulls out a stack this tall of papers. This is all of the research I've been able to calculate on him so far. I'm hoping to have it doubled by tomorrow.
Yeah, the whole dating scene is now nonchalant. It's nothing now, eh?
Dating is terrible.
Yeah.
Dating is terrible.
Yeah, what is it? Dinner, music, go dancing, I guess. That's what it used to be like. You go for a dinner, movie.
So many weird people.
Hit the club. I was never one that chased them. So, but I was always nervous and shy, you know, like, you know, what do you say? You know, and then I was never one to walk up to the table full of women and ask, you know, I could never do that. I was too shy. So I was always the shy guy, right?
Being a shy guy is honestly probably the best option at some points, because if you're walking up to a table of women, I've seen a lot of men do it and I've never really seen it go well.
Yeah.
Because most of the time,
being a shy guy, you never did stuff like it. You just sat there, you know, kept to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You stood, you know, really cool at the bar, kind of.
Is that how you stood at the bar, Mike?
And then, you know, the old straw, right? This is why you never put a straw in your glass, because you're always like watching her walk by. Right? See the guys wrestling with the tongue and the straw in their glass? That's why you never get a straw.
Thousands of messages each and every day saying, hey, Robert Frank, can you do a video about how to pick up the ladies? And it's quite simple. Ladies are attracted to confidence, and nothing says confidence more than a sick fucking pump.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Makes sense.
Alcohol and me. Yeah, I'd go and be a comedian, right? Crack a lot of jokes, get everybody laughing and everything. And that's as far as I'd take it, because I was too shy. It's too chicken to go further. Really, that's what I was like. It was terrible. And then, yeah, okay. And then I would finally find the girl that I liked and then, yeah, ask her out. And then that was the girl. That was it. You know, you have a relationship, start dating, you know. And then get 3 years out of it and move on. Next. My friend had a terrible saying. He said, Mike, a woman is like a bus. Well, really? How's that? Well, you wait at a bus stop. And then when the bus comes along, you get on the bus. You go for a ride until the next bus stop. And then you get off and you wait for the next bus. I said, really? That's what he said. But this all depends how people look at each other, eh? Or towards each other, eh? straightforward guys. What do you think about that? Because there's a lot of those guys out there like that. Is that right, Aurora? A lot of straightforward guys?
I like straightforward guys.
Yeah.
I don't like disrespectful people, obviously, but people who are straight up or by kind of people. They'll just go up and be like, hey, I find you very attractive. Would you like to grab a coffee with me? Would you like to grab dinner sometime? And if it's the type of person that's straightforward in the way that's like, hey, you're hot, let's bang, then I'm like, ooh, okay, no.
Yeah, because there's guys who do that, eh? They just come right out and say it, eh?
Absolutely. I've had people speak to me that way, and I'm like, not that type of person, and thanks for not wasting my time. I'm gonna move on now.
that's the funny thing, though, is that I've seen dudes do that and have it work, because there are people where that works for them, which is weird, but I guess it's also how different every person is. And that's how, like, every interaction that I come up to with somebody for the first time, I feel like I get a very good sense of who their character is right away, and I decide whether or not that's somebody that I want to keep in my circle or not. And then through time, you obviously develop different kinds of relationships with people, but you definitely identify the personalities of individuals right away.
Yeah.
And then you can decipher whether or not that's your kind of people or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I find, okay, for some reason, I find that I don't get approached a lot. Like, there's not a lot of situations where a male will come up to me and be like, hey, would you like to whatever? It just doesn't happen very often. And I don't know if I'm just super unapproachable or if I have like a resting bitch face. I don't know about or whatever it is. But
put the pepper spray down, okay? Maybe people will come up to you.
What's that?
I said put the pepper spray down, okay? Maybe people will approach you.
I know older guys, once you... like, because I'm not a young guy anymore. I'm not old, but I definitely have a different confidence level. So I don't have a problem approaching anybody, you know, but I have somebody in my life. So we've been together, what, 12 years. So, right. So yeah, I'm not about to go out and start practicing my confidence level. Right. So, but you have a physical attractiveness or attraction, but you don't have that vibe. If the vibe's not there, I don't think it's there. You'll know right away. And that's what they say. You could be a guy or a girl. It doesn't matter. Everybody's going to get a vibe from somebody.
It's those feelings that just kind of like you can sense. You know what I mean? Like referencing to when Aurora was mentioning that it's probably possible for humans to communicate without doing it now if we just don't practice it. Because I feel it too, right? When you walk by people, energies that you draw to individuals, you can read an individual almost as soon as you meet them sometimes. It, like you can see their life story just by the feelings that they emulate, and you can kind of know a little bit about them just by looking at them.
Yeah.
So I think for sure that those connections, and you can feel them at any point in time, and they kind of like draw you to individuals.
Yeah. I think more guys would love to be approached and asked by women.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
They love it. Oh yeah. Why not?
We are intuitive and energetic beings. So of course we pick up, we absorb everybody around us.
Yeah. We're all sponges of emotions, eh? For emotions.
Yeah. I was going to say that it very rarely happens actually that I have females approach me, and it's never direct. Let's put it that way. I've never had a female other than like a 70-year-old grandma who came and hit on me because I was wearing a suit where a woman has been like very direct.
How are people going to date nowadays? On Zoom? Do we have dates on Zoom now?
COVID is what COVID is, but I think that if you ever expect people to not go and socialize and meet people, then you're crazy, because we as human beings like need that.
It's going to happen. People are still going to find ways to get together.
You can't, right? You can't be locked away from people. It's just like, we are pack beings. We are very social animals, and we like to be around as many people as we can.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, the future of dating, virtual sex. No.
No.
No. No.
Dating sucks in this day and age as far as I've experienced.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. People are quicker to sleep together, but if you bring up that you would like to be in a relationship, it's like, oh, whoa. Mm-hmm. It's so weird. It's like sleeping together is no big deal anymore. It's so nonchalant. Yeah. It bugs me. I don't think you... I don't know. For myself personally, I'm not going to sleep with somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anybody can do it. It's not hard to do, right? But is there any magic between the two people doing it while the act is happening, right? You know, so that's what you want. You want that magic, the fire, the passion. You want to get lost in the moment, right? So, okay, I'm turned on. What do we do now? Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Wow. Girl, look at that body.
Girl, look at that body. Oh, shit. Just do it. Make your dreams come true. Do it. Nothing is impossible. Do it. Make your dreams come true. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Makes sense.
Zoom.
Mike's going to give us that show he was talking about.
Yeah, I got to tell you what it was like back in the day. We used to use lamb's gut as condoms. You know?
You.
You went there.
Yeah.
I think back in the day, was so much better. My grandma was actually telling me a story of how she and my grandpa met, and it was the cutest story. My grandpa knew that my grandma was the one, the first date, and he proposed to her on their fourth date. Isn't that crazy?
Jesus.
And they've been together ever since. They were so young when they got married. And it's cute to watch them now because they haven't lost that flair. Like, my grandpa will still like smack my grandma on the butt and make comments. And I think it's the cutest thing ever.
And I got cheers. Okay, on behalf of Reese and everybody, until next week, guys, or in a couple of days, whichever comes first. Cheers.
Guys.
I apologize. Let me know what you guys want to do.
Makes sense.